This item on the agenda, we're back to public forum. I have only one, I got two speaker cards. Anyone else who wants to speak? Very succinctly, it's a 3-minute presentation. It's for items not otherwise on the agenda. Complex items, please submit something in writing so that it can be better studied. And with that, we'll call on Dennis DeBalt. And then from Humboldt Redwood Company is
my, I'm not sure my mic is on. But Dennis Thibault is going to submit his comments in writing to the chair.
Oh, okay, great. And then I will just automatically give it to the whole board and put it in the packet so we don't violate the Bagley Keen. With that, Brenda Edelman.
Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. Good morning to everyone. And I wasn't originally going to make a comment, but Mr. Moore, who gave a very comprehensive and impressive report, spoke about something near and dear to my heart that I needed to comment further on. And that is this new proposed policies and the work. I don't recall if it's exactly a policy, but I read some of the documents on the DPR, direct potable reuse of wastewater into a drinking water supply. And basically, there's only a couple of points I want to make on that. I've spoken to this board multiple times on the subject. We've had many conversations. And my main concern about the state's approach is that there's a whole body of science that is, from what I could tell, not being directly acknowledged. Basically, they're looking at the science that's promoted by the Water Reuse Association and other professional organizations that somehow have not really looked into the whole issue of endocrine disruption. And basically, they acknowledge that it exists, but it just seems to me that the whole group of scientists who do biological research are not being acknowledged. There's probably thousands of studies of the impact of endocrine disruption chemicals at extremely low levels that cause a whole range of birth defects and other whole range of diseases. And I know that the state is in dire need of trying to augment water resources, and I appreciate the problem this is for many areas of the state. So I'm not really faulting anybody, but I merely want to encourage people to look, to actually review the work of all the different studies that have been done on this issue. And a couple of main problems is that at very minute doses of these chemicals, especially at critical times in the course of certain populations are more sensitive than others, and certainly infants, young children, older people, pregnant women are very, very vulnerable to exposure to these chemicals. And it could be at extremely minute doses at critical times, say in the course of a pregnancy, that can have a dire effect on the fetus. So the other big issue is that, and I may have lost it, but anyway, oh, here it is. They are finding that you can take many benign chemicals that do not cause disease and you mix them all together and they can have toxic effects. And this whole issue of looking at combinations of toxins is kind of overwhelming, and maybe it's impossible to look at all the possible combinations. But
and then I'm going to need you to finish up your overtime.
Of course. I've made my point. It's an extremely serious issue, and the main thing I'm asking for is that the studies I've come across and the whole range of information be carefully considered by the state before they move forward on this. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Oh,
Brenda, I would imagine you're sticking around for item number, I believe it's 3 here, which is an update on the groundwater protection policy that's being developed by our staff.
I'll try. I have a very hectic day today. Depends on the timing.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Brenda, I just want to acknowledge and recognize your cautionary note. I share that cautionary attitude as we move into a new realm. I don't know how big of a deal it would be in our region. As you said, there are mm-hmm. other regions that are desperate, but desperation also often leads to quick decisions. And I think the point you raise for not only the compounds that you mentioned, but others, is noteworthy. And I think if we're talking about putting directly into drinking water sources, thank you for raising that. And I think all of us should take that to heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Brenda, you're not leaving so quick.
Oh, usually you want to get rid of me. Yeah. So.
See, they're making up for me.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
On the
that's
clock.
Exactly right. Now, this is my last meeting in Santa Rosa. I don't expect you'll be traveling to Eureka. And so I wanted to take time right now to thank you personally for your tireless work and your advocacy, for everything from
thank
CECs
you.
To the Laguna. You've heightened my awareness tremendously, and just keep it up.
Thank you, and I'm very sorry you're leaving.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, all of you.
That concludes the public forum. The